This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Sonia Gandhi has dropped out of the race to become India's next leader. The Italian-born politician is the widow of a former prime minister of India and the leader of the Congress Party, which recently won parliamentary elections. But in comments to her party and allies today, she said she would, quote, humbly decline the post of prime minister. NPR's Philip Reeves is covering this story in New Delhi and joins us now. And Phil, why would Sonia Gandhi say no?
Well, we're still trying to work out the exact nature of her reasons. There are a range of them. One is there's no doubt that within her family there are concerns about her safety. Let's not forget that her mother-in-law was assassinated and that her husband was assassinated in 1991. But there are other issues too. She's been hammered very heavily by her political opponents on the Hindu nationalist side, the BJP, over her foreign origins. And so she may have made this move in order to stop the country from being divided on that front. I think there's something else also, which is that one's never had the sense that she really wanted this job. Throughout, there's always been a feeling, which was hard to put a finger on, that this wasn't a post that she wanted to fill.
Now, I know this has just happened today, but has there been any reaction from leading politicians or others to her decision?
Well, there has been a strong reaction. The word came out in the form of a rumour about 5 or 6 hours ago on the television. And outside her residence in New Delhi, a large, a noisy rather than large crowd has gathered, of particularly of Congress Party workers. And they say not only do they feel that she has a mandate of the people and therefore she is the rightful prime minister, but there's also a sense when you talk to them that they feel that they've worked to get her that job and that declining it, there is a sense in which she's betraying them.
Now, of course, there's a long history of politicians who will resign an office or decline an office only to increase the clamor for them to actually accept it, to get people to say, no, no, please stay, please take the job. Is there any sense that that might be what's happening here?
Well, she has said categorically that she does not wish to be pressured over this and that this is a decision that she intends to stand by, it seems. Having said that, the moment she said that it was a final decision, or words to that effect, she was under pressure from Congress Party ministers and rather Congress Party parliamentarians to change her mind. And this pressure is likely to continue, I would think, over the next few days.
Mm. Okay, so the Congress Party remains the largest single party in the new parliament. Who's in line for the prime minister's job if we assume that Sonia Gandhi is in fact out?
Well, this is a subject of considerable discussion within the ranks of Congress itself. There is a senior member of Congress, Manmohan Singh, who's a former finance minister, who's deemed to be the favourite in terms of replacing Sonia Gandhi if this decision sticks, which it seems it probably will.
What happens next?
Well, there will be a great deal of political uproar about this. We've seen the beginnings of it. I've just come back from being outside the residence of Sonia Gandhi. There are people there lying on the street saying that they will not move until she changes her mind. They've come from different parts of India. They've come from different states in India, coming by train and by car, having heard the rumour that she might quit, or rather decline the post. So I suspect that this clamour will continue, and we are in for a very lively few days on the Indian political scene.
Okay. Phil, thanks very much. That's NPR's Philip Reeves in New Delhi.